Yeah.
Because I feel like resonate with that. I feel like that's the difference, is that you and I are loyal to each other. We're not loyal to a concept.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That was really good. Like, thank you. Sounded really good. Share. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're listening, auditorially only, I apologize. I'm going to move the mics for a second.
Why? What are you doing? Don't you dare fart on me. Don't you dare fart on me.
I'm just doing my pants.
Oh, oh my God.
I guess I should have that one just easier. Yeah. Look, I have my pawn friends on my body. Instead of up here, they're down here.
Poking the visceral fear.
You really thought?
Yes. I thought you were going full happy baby pose to fart on me.
You thought I was just going to rip ass?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Can you imagine?
I was so...
Why would I record that?
I can't wait to watch that back because I'm sure the panic on my face is just another level.
No, I don't know why I thought
Actually, probably not, because I'm autistic and I don't emote very well sometimes.
I don't know why I thought that was the best way to show my shorts.
But Punk and I have to say, I admired the commitment. Yeah. You went all in. You went full vertical with those legs.
I feel embarrassed.
I thought.
Thankfully,
it was
cute. I have Mr. Worldwide here.
Our emotional support, Mr. Worldwide.
I know. I felt bad. I didn't have him when we were talking about the carriage scene.
I know.
That really was the highlight of season 3. I think.
I think so too.
Should we just get right into it?
Yeah, we have a bunch to recap with you guys because we watched the rest of Bridgerton season 3, and we also
like
watched
everyone else.
Queen Charlotte. I saw all of your comments. Lots of you left us comments on the last episode that we needed to watch Queen Charlotte, and y'all were right. We really liked it.
That's actually the best. Charlotte is, in my opinion,
yeah,
unequivocally the best piece of Bridgerton media.
Agreed.
That there is,
like, unquestionably.
I just can't be mad at the queen anymore.
I know.
Like, I was like, it's fine.
I get it.
When she was being a sourpuss, I was like, it's fine.
You know, fair enough.
When she wants to rip apart Lady Whistledown, I was like, I get it. You're bored.
Yes.
You're so bored.
Yes.
Also, the whole kids thing is fucking just
killed. Oh, my God.
That shit had me cracking up.
The whole, like, air situation was pretty wild.
Can we talk about, also, what another great segue to, actually, this episode's going to tie together really well now that I think about it. But the, because I think, we cried like babies.
We were sobbing on the couch, both of us. When I looked over at you, I was like, okay, good, you too.
Oh, yeah. the scene under the bed. Woo! And I think that's, like, for me.
The very last scene of the series, yeah.
And I think the part that hits me the most, obviously, is, like, the importance of, like, friendship and relationships, like, truly cannot be understated.
Yeah.
I think that is, like, the core, especially for us, too. Like, I feel like that's what resonates with us so much. And we talk about that all the time, endlessly, probably annoyingly so.
Yeah.
But, like, that, like, core, like, even when everything, it's, like, kind of, like, the Ghibli thing.
Yes.
Even when everything is, like, so fucked and ruined and destroyed.
It's, like, not the way it should
be. But, like, you have this little safe space with your best bud, you know?
Yes.
No,
well,
that's not
going to
be my turn.
You going to cry?
No, maybe.
It's very emotional, huh?
I feel so, I don't know if it's empathy or, like, it's hard to watch people who are in a relationship who are, like, you see.
I know.
We talk about, like fundies and religion and, like, all that stuff and, predetermined marriages and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's the other nice thing about it, too, is, like, it really was this marriage, like, it was an arranged marriage for all.
No, it definitely was.
It was.
Yeah.
But they still, like, I think it's that talk, like, where you, like, love, though, being a commitment. Where, like, you can, like, I think it's where we talk about, like, you can grow to, obviously, I know it's a fucking show.
No,
like, you can grow to love somebody.
Yeah.
But I think, like, that friendship, though, is, like, still another level.
Yes, like, I think so. Level.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there was a part in the show where she's trying to get him to admit that he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so terrified of admitting that because he feels like he's broken and damaged and all of this stuff. And, like, I think anybody who has mental illness probably resonates with that to some degree, you know?
I feel like it was really
there's this
loud.
Feeling of, like, I can't give someone the life that I want to, or, like, the life that they deserve because they're going to need to, like, take care of me, or, like, I'm going to have problems, or, like, for people who are disabled too, there's a feeling that way too, that, like, society has told you that you're not enough, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a fear about, like, committing and, like, going all in with this person that you yeah. love so much, but like you're afraid that you can't really love them. And she, I related so much yeah. to her being like, I'll stand between you and the heavens. Like, I'll tell yeah. you where you are. Like, very much me being like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's fine. Yes. Like, I don't care what our life looks like. Or when she tells him to, they're like, if this is us living half a life, then we'll have the best half yeah. a life that we could have ever had.
I know.
Like, are you joking?
But also, too, that, like, at the core of it, too, this, like, so they spend all this money on this doctor and doing these wild-ass,
terrible
wild,
things.
That, if someone's, like, I'm sure we have someone that's an expert in Regency error yeah. stuff. Error stuff. Was that, like, were they doing? Is that how they were? Like,
shit if I know.
We were, like, there's no way they would know your brain yeah. is, like, could be messed no. up back
well,
then.
Well, and they
like
don't
that.
Have imaging for sure,
how
so.
How would they know? But also, too, that, like, Charlotte was, like, still kind of the thing. I'm convinced that doctor made him worse, right?
No, absolutely.
Like, that
he
definitely
did.
Is what happened.
I really feel like it was a power grab thing where, like, he wanted right. to continue being necessary to the king. So he was doing these things that would make him more fragile.
Yeah.
And I really think that it, like, there's no world where torturing someone, trigger warning, sorry. We're not going to talk about it in graphic detail, but mm-hmm. it does happen in the show. But there's no world where doing that to someone doesn't hurt them, you know? I mean, we know that now definitively from research.
It was torturing him.
Yes. Well, and there's also, like, no precedent for that in yeah. modern research about treating any number of like brain related illnesses mm-hmm. with like essentially compliance training. We're not going to get into ABA because this is not about that, but like yeah. that's also why that has the potential to be so traumatizing.
Oh shit, really?
You know? Well, yeah, because you're trying to force a behavior modification
yeah, yeah.
when the root of it is neurological in nature. There's yeah. no behavior training that you can do to make yeah. a neurodivergency go away. Mm-hmm. You're just, like, suppressing somebody. You're not actually supporting them is the problem. Yeah.
And I think the supporting part, too, is, like, Charlotte was there
yes.
to support him.
Yes.
Like.
Unquestionably.
Like, this doctor who's doing all this fucking wacky-ass yeah. wild shit.
Yeah.
To try and, like, fix him.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Charlotte's like, I'll just love him the way he is.
Yes.
And, like, well, take care of. Yeah.
I think
like,
that was the thing that stuck yeah. out so much, too, is that, like, when you are mentally ill or you struggle with something that's, like, a chronic issue.
Yeah.
People do this thing where they try to tell you, like, oh, no, you don't have that problem.
Oh, yes.
And it's so disingenuous because yeah. you're like, no, I do, though. Like for sure, I fucking do.
It makes you
do.
Feel so invalidated.
Yes, yeah. but so having somebody support you who's like, oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's fine. Like, be this like, way. Be yes. messier. I don't. That's not why I love you. I don't yes. love you because you're put together. It's not yeah. that I love you because you're, like, easy or clean or, like, you know, not ever an issue. Like, I just love you for you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're mentally ill or not. Like, you're still the same person.
I know,
you
know? You're talking, like, Queen Charlotte right now, but I feel like you're talking to me.
I mean, I am talking to you, too, to be
no,
fair.
No,
because I feel that way about you. We've talked about that before, too, that, like, in the end stages of life, too, like, I could never hand you off to be, like, cared for by somebody else.
I'd
like, get out of my way. First yeah. of all, do
you
it better.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. But second of all, like, that's the one we signed up for.
Yeah, no
like,
shit.
Like, that's what I'm here for, yeah. you know? Not that I'm looking forward to changing your diapers, to be fair.
We'll just do it together like we do everything else. We'll have like a co-diaper changing
yes.
station together.
Yeah. We'll hold hands while we get our diapers changed.
Our room is probably going to smell like shit.
yeah.
I won't be doing any leg lifting like that, though, on you. Don't worry.
I think you might be.
Was that a precursor? no, Queen Charlotte, without a doubt, I think is like
so
the most
good.
Wholesome. I wouldn't say wholesome, but like more heartfelt.
It was definitely the most, like, touching.
I think.
That's for sure.
It felt like it had more gravity. I think also, too, yes. to some degree, there's just so much, like, oh, this other person is getting married off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, obviously Penelope and Colin, like, I ended up really enjoying their story. Also, someone brought up the Lord Debling thing. That was in the same season, right?
Yes. It was right before. Literally right before the end of part one
yeah.
of season three.
And then part two, and they're like, this dude doesn't even exist anymore.
Completely
I
gone.
Genuinely forgot he was a character.
I'm shocked that he didn't show up to pick up Cressida. Because I would be like, this is perfect. Like, not that it's good. This is, like, problematic, obviously,
course,
because, like, the
course.
Regency era, like, expectation, whatever, you get it. But, like, from Lord Debling's perspective of wanting a wife who wants very little from him,
yeah.
who is mostly looking for freedom, and also is, like, pretty non-demanding as far as, like, love and affection is concerned, yeah. Cressida needing an out from getting married to one of her dad's senile
yes.
friends or getting shipped off to the countryside is, like, a pretty good choice.
I also, too, like...
Why would Lord... And also, they, like, seem to vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
Why would he not be like, hello, hi, excuse me?
They
like,
just
what?
Said, they just said Cressida is forever miserable now and,
I
like...
Just, and, like, I struggle with Cressida's character arc, too.
Same.
At the end, I was like, fuck you for trying to, like, expose Penelope and trying to extort everybody and all
yeah.
this stuff. But at the same time, I'm just kind of like, does she need to be, like, full evil, though? Like... I don't know. I feel like there's a case to be made for people doing bad things under duress.
I mean, 'cause obviously for her own, like...
Yes, of course.
Well, but yeah, it's just...
But, like, she doesn't have an out.
Yeah.
It feels kind of like what Penelope yelled at Eloise for, about how, like, not everybody gets to be a pretty Bridgerton.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Like, this family who... They're rich and they're well-regarded and they're all beautiful. Yes. And they also all have genuine affection for one another. Like, that Cressida has, like, 0 out of 4.
Oh, my God. I know.
Not that Cressida, like, she's a, you know, the actress is beautiful. Yes. But they really do a number on her hair and her outfits to make
Cressida's
her
living arrangement
attractive.
Is so, her family is so, that was hard. That was rough. That was
sad.
Hard.
It's sad.
Also, I'm like, did season 1 and 2, like, have, like, a villain per se? I'm trying to think, or like really, like the villain is in the relationship.
Yeah, and like Lady Whistledown a little bit, I guess.
I guess. Like society I feel like is the villain.
I feel like it sort of moves too, because like in season 1, Whistledown is sort of the enemy with like the Daphne and Simon thing and like the fear of getting exposed. Cressida is sort of wrapped up in that too, actually.
Yeah.
But then in season 2, it's like the queen sometimes, but then it's also like the other people in society, and it's like sort of everybody. But season 3 was just like, we hate Cressida.
I know.
Which and I don't agree with that.
I know. I have very mixed feelings about season 3.
I do too.
I don't know. Obviously, like the Penelope and Colin stuff.
Yes.
Was nice.
But also... I feel like there wasn't enough of Penelope and Colin. Why did Daphne and Simon get like almost a whole episode devoted to constant fucking?
Yeah.
Like there was so much nudity. There was so much like honeymoon
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Even Kate and Anthony, like we didn't see their wedding, but we saw a lot of them being cutesy poopsy. And Colin and Penelope got like none of that.
I really feel like then like the weird, it's not weird, but like the 30-second ad break for Benedict to like have, like we just.
Yes.
Very, I don't know. I feel like
what was that? The rumor, I've seen people.
Oh.
I don't know if this is true, to be clear. Because also there are some people who hate season 3, but because they're like non-inclusive assholes.
Yeah, what is going on with that? What is up with that?
So I'll explain that in more detail. But I've seen some commentary about season 3 that I think I agree with, but I'm trying to be discerning about it because some people hate season 3 because they're racist and homophobic. So there are rumors that there were a lot of spicy scenes between Colin and Penelope that got cut. And that they put...
They said they broke a bed.
Yeah. They put, apparently, Benedict's, like, cuts back and forth, over where those scenes would have been?
Oh,
my God. I don't know if that's true.
Because they felt kind of jarring sometimes.
Yes. They've never done that before, where we just watch somebody progress through a sex scene for, like, 10 minutes, but 30 seconds at a time, intercut between other people doing stuff.
It was bizarre. Because I was, like, even when we were watching it, I was like, is it, like...
Yeah.
Because not that their characters don't deserve to be fleshed out, and it was nice seeing them.
I liked it, I like seeing Benedict get to live his free little life, but...
Also, too, when people get upset about book adaptations, I'm like, clearly y'all were not there for Aragorn. So, like, my heart has been...
That's true.
That was probably the beginning. If I had to guess, that was probably, like, one of the core...
ruptures for you.
Oh, yeah, as far as becoming a hater. Because also we watched a clip back, one of our first clips about me being like a recovering hate ass or whatever.
Yes.
Like, no, right, full circle right back around.
In our validated hater era.
Because it's a protective protective factor, I think.
Also, it's morally neutral to just not like things.
I think there's so many things to not like.
You can just dislike things.
Absolutely.
That's fine. It doesn't make you a bad person to have an opinion about things.
Yeah.
But no, so there are people who dislike season 3 because specifically, spoilers, by the way, if you are watching the show but don't want spoilers from the books, mute your playback right now.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
People are mad, first and foremost, that Lord Kilmartin, who is Francesca's now husband.
I love them together.
I love them.
They're
so
them.
Cute. But his cousin in the books is a man who's named
Michael.
And I think, I don't know for sure, but I think what happens is that Francesca falls in love with Michael in the books. Because remember, so the reason that people are mad is because Michael in the TV show now is Michaela. So people are mad because he was the most beloved. Blah, 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 blah. Never heard anyone talk about him before this, but now all of a sudden y'all are protective.
Yes, literally.
Also of a man. Ew. A fake man who doesn't even exist.
It's always, and it's
personally,
the Team Jacob versus Team Edward.
Yes. I personally refuse to have my joy stifled about a queer relationship appearing in one of Netflix's most popular shows.
During Pride Month?
Yes.
That's homophobic.
Like, I'm so excited about it. But people are mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in the very beginning of season 3, there was a moment where Francesca, she's freshly out in society and she's standing with a bunch of other debutantes and they're all talking about things they want in a husband.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
Francesca is like, well, I would hope that someone would be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she didn't say he.
Oh, you did say that. You literally said that.
Someone or
you
like did. They.
I remember.
She didn't
yes.
Say he.
Yes. Yes.
And also, I was like, she doesn't look like she's relating to this conversation. I was like, I'm calling it right now. Francesca is queer. Like there, I
you,
am.
You did say
praying
that. Like
to
said
God.
That. Here's
there's
the...
going to be a queer storyline in this show, yes. And I think this is it.
As your
because
witness,
the way that she relates to all of these conversations is like, I don't get it, and
which
like I don't care.
Makes sense why she enjoys the silent. Like
yes, it feels like compet. Like just this feeling of like I should care more about this,
yeah, like
and so I'll try
along.
To force myself. Mm-hmm. But then she has this whole thing with her mom, where like you know not everybody's love is like big and like you know
yes.
Like hits you right in the face when you first see someone, or whatever. And then Violet explains what it felt like to meet Edmund and how she was like she got ran over by a truck.
That would be
and then she sees Michaela, and has this moment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It felt very full circle. I was
that would
really
be amazing if that's what the next is her having this like
so.
Sweeping
being like oh my god,
yes, like
that's
infatuation.
Why yeah,
yes.
That's why I had this like gentle, quiet love for Lord Kilmartin. Because
wow, I feel like you probably just spoiled all of season 4.
I know.
I feel like you probably did,
but I'm fine with
I
it.
I love that. Yeah. Do you have any other final thoughts?
I don't think so. I feel like we should wrap up Bridgerton and talk about what we're talking today.
I think Bridgertoned out.
Yeah. Me
officially.
Too. Let us know what your hot takes are, your
yes,
opinions,
please.
Your thoughts and feels about it.
As long as they're not homophobic, that
or
is
racist.
Still pride.
Yeah, people are also mad that Michaela, besides being a woman, is also black. And Lord Kilmartin, people were like, he should be lighter skinned. Huh?
That's a weird thing to say on the internet.
They're like, but he was handsome in the books. Uh-huh. Yeah. Disgusting.
The actor is undecidedly like
yes. First
there's
of all,
not a single unattractive person in that
yes.
whole fucking show.
But also, it's a book. What do you
also,
mean?
Yeah, it's whatever you imagine in your head.
Exactly. So thank you for just outing yourself on the internet as being a person who doesn't find dark-skinned people attractive.
Yeah.
That's racist. Literally,
people just be telling on this
to insinuate that all dark-skinned people are unattractive is so gross and
that's
weird.
Fucking awful.
And to say that out loud,
like, and not have any
people are wild. I feel like there's one half of the Bridgerton fandom that's like great and here for the girlies, and the other half
is like
toxic romance novel girlies. Like
I won't say what their fandom reminds me of.
I know,
but
don't do it. Okay, let's talk about our subject matter today, which actually is kind of a nice dovetail because we want
segue.
To talk about the concept of like being friends mm-hmm. as like a married couple. People ask a lot about like, you know, what makes a relationship healthy, not us, but like specific, like generally on the internet.
Yes.
And you and I think are pretty firmly in the camp that like, if you're not on some best friend shit, it's going to make your marriage a lot harder.
I mean, like it will just make it a lot harder. I feel
it's
like.
Not that you can't do it. I think it's totally
clearly,
possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know in our experience, at least having walked through some actually pretty difficult shit, the thing that I continue to come back to is that regardless of whether I like am in love with you or love you or like have a sexual attraction to you or whatever, like you are genuinely my best friend
always and forever. Yeah.
And so like I would never give that up, you know. I don't want to anyways.
I don't understand too why you'd even like life. We talk about this all the time. It's already hard enough, like why make it any more fucking difficult?
Yes. So we're talking about this couple today. A couple of y'all have brought this to my attention.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
I've also gotten requests in my own personal life, people being like,
oh, really?
Do you know who these people are? Yeah. So we're gonna watch two TikToks from this couple whose names are Matt and Abby. They also have a podcast. They're pretty popular. They interview like big name celebrities and stuff.
How do people do that? Like how?
I don't know.
Why? Like also these people?
They must have a great agent probably.
And live in California, I'm sure.
Yeah, or be signed to like some company that manages
whatever.
Content creators probably. But so we're gonna watch these two TikToks, one of which is about Father's Day. At the time we're recording, Father's Day just passed, so this might be a little late. But the other one is about divorce. So let's watch this one
first.
We've decided as a family that we are not celebrating Father's Day this year.
Father's Day, it's always in June, and it's like
last
always around.
Last year was June 18th, which is Matt's birthday. So he had Father's Day and his birthday on the same day. And
so sad.
I will say I did kind of combine the holidays.
You did combine the two of them. It's okay, though. I mean, you were pregnant. You were uncomfortable. You were close.
We just gotten back from our baby moon that day.
Real quick. First and foremost, do you have thoughts about like combining Father's Day and your birthday? You're not a father, obviously.
I've seen this since I've been mad about it already. Mm-hmm. So I'll be mad about it again. But I don't know. I just.
Because to me, it feels weird.
To combine them?
No, to be upset about combining them.
I also, man, you know, misogyny and the patriarchy, like, you know, if they really got rid of Father's Day, you know, like that would be like that. I think that would be everyone's fucking. Come up, like maybe that, you know, That's how I feel about it. That's a little
honestly
radical.
Valid, Punk.
That's a little radical. I know.
That's a little,
I understand that.
Bit of a hot but take, also, but I don't just, hate it.
Especially too, because I just know for a fact. Even after like 15 seconds of this, I know she's doing a majority of the emotional labor. I know she's doing a majority of the parenting. Like I just know. Like yeah. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
Especially because she's talking about being heavily pregnant. They just got home from a baby moon.
I'm not gonna. Yeah.
And that she was uncomfortable. And so it was her job to put all of these things together.
Uh-huh.
But so listen to what they actually did.
I got you a cake from DQ.
I guess we had just
had
gotten
our family over and grilled.
Well, I grilled, but I know a lot of dads grill on their birthday.
Yeah. But so, okay, for Father's Day and your birthday combined, you had friends and family over. He grilled.
He sat by the grill, looked at the meat.
Held a beer and talked to his friends. While his wife ran around probably chasing their kids and asking everybody else, do you need a drink? Do you need anything? Yep. Is everything okay? Yep. Chasing after everybody else's kids probably.
Yep.
And she also got a cake from Dairy Queen. Which, by the way, if you don't know, cakes from Dairy Queen,
oh, they're
slap.
They're so good.
They're so
good. So fucking
good. Ice cream cakes are a superior product,
honestly,
in my opinion.
Dairy Queen really just...
I know. It's surprising. But like, I can understand feeling however you feel. Mm-hmm. People are entitled to that, right?
Of course.
To label this as like a letdown... Is
or like some
really
slight
odd.
Against you?
Because I was expecting, when I first watched this, I was expecting them to say like, well, we combined her husband, Matt's birthday, mm-hmm. And Father's Day. And, you know, we went over to like Abby's dad's house or like, you know, to Matt's dad's house. And so like he didn't really get to be, you know, they were at their own house.
Also like just...
What?
Motherfucker, thank God his birthday isn't in fucking December or November.
Literally.
Like, welcome to the club where we just combine and you get one major gift.
Yes.
Like.
But also, too, like, big only child energy.
Big
also.
Only fucking child energy.
Because, I don't know if he's an only child, to be clear,
but he's acting
like
it.
Growing up, my brother and I, our birthdays are really not that far apart.
Yeah. You guys, all the time.
So, we had joint birthday parties up until the time that I was probably a teenager. Like, it's just, it was the way that it was. And, like, to be fair, a good amount of that is because we were poor. So, you know, we would have like a birthday party at the park.
Yeah.
And my mom would buy a sheet cake from Costco.
But also you guys would go ham.
But well, and that's the thing too, is that like it wasn't about that like our birthdays were shared, because my mom would like buy the sheet cake and like scrape all the icing off and then redecorate it with half exactly what I wanted and half exactly what he wanted. And like we had pink balloons over here and blue balloons over there. You know, it was like the intention. Like I never felt like my birthday wasn't special.
Yeah. Also get,
I just I feel like we're like he's fixating a lot on like the actual things and not about like the intention that like she heavily pregnant, just got home from a trip, is tired, uncomfortable and hot, still made the effort to shine a light on your birthday, even though it was on Father's Day.
Also, I just can't fucking imagine you being pregnant and me razzing you about anything, about a single fucking thing, unless you were like actively being mean or something. But even still, I'd probably be like, it's your hormones. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
You're also cooking a fucking
whole human
in there.
Yeah.
Like,
fair enough.
I'm going to let you cook, you know?
Yes.
I don't know. Also, I don't know enough about them to like make a full picture, but let's just continue.
Yeah.
Your child.
You did grow my child.
All day, every day.
But like Father's Day and my birthday were the same exact day.
Yeah. And
it kind of was a bummer.
I'm going to be honest with you. I failed you.
Hey,
I'm so sorry.
But you know what? This year, we're boycotting Father's Day for the month of June and celebrating it 3 months after my birthday.
Hello?
Also, what does that accomplish?
I don't
also,
know.
Also, it feels so punitive.
It does.
Also, him being like, yeah, you fucked it up, but that's okay. You're going to do a better job next time, right?
Right?
Like, also,
that's not
like,
just me who feels like he's like making a spectacle out of punishing her.
Yes.
It's really uncomfortable.
Is it your fucking kink, dude? Don't do that shit in public in front of him. I don't want to see
it's
that shit.
It's really weird.
I just can't imagine putting your spouse down too publicly like
yes.
that.
Yes. The thing that I don't relate to is that even after having been through some difficult stuff where like, I mean, we acknowledged on... three episodes ago, I don't know.
A podcast previously.
A few episodes ago that we went through a period of time where we were seriously contemplating separating or divorce because we had both hurt each other at some point.
Very
we
much,
were like working through our own stuff.
Yeah.
But even in talking about that, I was like, okay, but it's fine. You know, so fiercely defensive of you and being like, well, it wasn't like that.
But also too, like we're both so much like, oh, I'll just own my, like it was my fault. Like, it was my fault. I'll take responsibility for it. You know, not like, I just can't. Also,
it's
over
the finger
a birthday
pointing.
And Father's Day. Also, what is putting it off 3 months? Also, now it's just
three
another event.
It's so arbitrary and weird.
It's just another event now that you're going to hold your spouse to task for?
Apparently.
Like, also, too, I'd be like, I'm not doing anything. I would not, that, like, would intrinsically make me not want to do anything now.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, punishing me.
Mm-hmm. You're, like, making a thing out of it. The thing that's odd to me, too, is I can understand feeling like, you know, like my birthday is not really special. if it's falling on a holiday or whatever, because I'm like a birthday person.
I'm not a birthday person.
Yeah. I think birthdays are just a sacred thing. Mm-hmm. I won't get into it. I won't like preach on my soapbox about it, but I think birthdays are special.
Do you want to? This is our soapbox.
Actually. That's fair. I just think that birthdays are special because like, regardless of what you believe from like a spiritual or energetic, I don't know, perspective or whatever, the day that you like came into the world.
Existence,
I think is noteworthy, you know, like there, because the thing about like human life is that it's actually pretty difficult to replicate. And it's like really like, I don't know, interesting that like nature has just like figured out a way to like, conglomerate really all of these things.
We're actually really good at reproducing, clearly.
Well, and it's cool, you know, it that is. Like there's all these things that had to align. There's all of these like circumstances that had to all line up in such a way that like you as a specific entity came into the world in the way that you did. And like I just think that's really special and neat. I think it deserves to be celebrated, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because, like, for you, like, I love you, right?
I love you, too.
And so thinking about the day that you came into existence is special because I'm like, you know, you were, like, you know, 2 minutes old. You didn't even know it yet.
We were right by
my best friend.
Yeah. You know? Our best buds were born in the same hospital,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah, that's so cool.
It's so crazy.
I love that. So, like, I think birthdays are special, and I can understand feeling a little bit miffed about yours not being special.
And I'm saying, like, go on.
And I think making this whole thing where like your birthday has to be 3 months away from any other holiday is so intense.
This is like how to not use boundaries.
Yes.
Like it's giving like, this is like how you make like use boundaries to make.
Inappropriately.
Also, because also the way you feel about birthdays is how I feel about names.
That's valid.
I'm kind of resonating with the birthday thing now a little bit more because I'm like, you can't, because like for me, like you can't take someone's name away.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, especially people who have chosen their names and stuff like that. Like that's, like.
It's so important.
Yeah.
It's like sacred, I think.
That's why I really, But I just, it just feels so, I know I said already, but punitive.
It does.
Like, why would you,
It also feels childish.
It does, genuinely.
I could see this man throwing a tantrum if one of his kids happened to be born near his birthday.
Oh my God, genuinely.
Which is weird. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying men should advocate for themselves or like if your feelings are hurt too.
Yes.
But also too, like doing it in a way that doesn't punish your partner.
Yes. Well, because that's the thing is he didn't, first of all, voice this privately where they just had a conversation processing like, hey, I know that like obviously it's no one's fault because we can't control the way that linear time progresses.
Yeah.
But Father's Day falling on my birthday just made me feel kind of unspecial, you know? That's very different because I feel like most people in hearing that would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, should we do something?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, this year, since your birthday is close to Father's Day again, we'll just go out to a special dinner, just you and me on the weekend. You know, we'll have somebody watch the kids, have a special night, just the two of us. I want to make you feel seen. See, like, that's so different than being like, 3 months, my birthday special, no Father's Day, we're boycotting a holiday.
But also, too, so, like, is the expectation for her to do, like, the most?
I think so.
And also, too, the thing that I bump into or I have trouble with is, like, I just want to celebrate you every day.
Yes.
Is if like,
same.
I want, like, on a regular basis, I want to make sure you feel seen.
Yes.
I want to make sure, like, also, I do a much better job.
Stuff.
We do a much better job of making sure we get little treats.
Yes.
And we are having fun.
We are a sweet treat family.
We are a sweet treat family.
And yeah, I like, love
we should,
it.
We should just, like, be able to, like, I don't know what they're doing special or what to him is, like, a way for him to feel seen.
Sure.
In their relationship. Mm-hmm. But also, like, and I know they have kids and stuff, so I know that does create another barrier to, you know,
feeling
being
that way. Sure.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear that.
You know, for instance.
Yeah.
But like, it's just stuff you would want to be doing. And also then my next question, and I don't mean to, and I know it's like, it's not apples to oranges, honestly. I feel like it's fair, but like, what did you do for Mother's Day?
I was going to say that too.
Yeah, you know?
Yes. Like, what's the energy like on Mother's Day and on her birthday?
Yeah.
Because I have a sneaking suspicion that she is the one who has to plan things and organize things and invite all the other moms and plan the activities.
Because she said she
invited everyone
over, right?
And make the menu. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, they still had an event. They still had a day. If there's more than like one other person at our house, I'm like, damn, we just had a fucking.
I know.
Like.
Which, to be fair, that's an us thing.
It is totally an us thing.
We're
and
very,
I'm fine with it.
I was going to say closeted, but that's not. We're not that.
We're not closeted.
At all. We're very private in our personal lives.
Yes.
Ugh. But I just don't.
This is the thing, too, where, like, I'm just never going to agree with a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm just going to say it.
And people will call us biased for it. And you're right.
Right. You're right. I am.
I wear that as a fucking badge of honor.
And you know what? I think we're on the right track most of the fucking time. And so I'm absolutely fucking fine with that.
Unapologetic.
I don't fucking care. Because I just.
Eat my ass about it.
Without a reasonable doubt, we consume. But also, I would be hard pressed to be proven wrong at this point. Yes. If you're publicly, like the husband who's eating the fucking food in front of his spouse.
Oh my God.
And
I
just
know.
Fucking
yes.
Pummeling her so self-esteem her. Into the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to agree with that behavior.
No.
Okay. There's this other one that recently gathered some attention on TikTok. So we're going to watch this.
TikTok does love making things have attention
TikTok
to them.
Too.
For us, like divorce is just not on the table. It's not an option. I think people go into marriage thinking divorce is an option. That's why they kind of work themselves towards divorce subconsciously.
There's like so much to unpack in just that sentence.
You should go first, then I say.
So the thing that sticks out to me first and foremost is the language that's being used of like divorce is not an option and other people go into marriage thinking that divorce is an option. Like, yes. In the same way that emergency exits are always an option.
I don't have to use them.
Yeah. I don't go into a movie theater expecting to leave through the emergency exit unexpectedly.
Yeah.
But I am sure fucking well going to familiarize myself with where they are in case it becomes necessary.
Yeah.
Right? That's what divorce is. It exists for a reason. No-fault divorce protects people in cases of abuse, in cases of like, you know, incompatibility and like fundamental like incongruencies in a relationship. Why would you choose to go into a relationship and say, even if things are terrible, the shit is hitting the fan, it has become unsafe, unfulfilling, like straight
whatever
up not a good time.
Be. Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're not allowed to leave. What?
Why would you? That'd be like being stuck on a plane and being like, sorry, the plane's going down, but
no emergency
exits.
We're
all going down with it.
Why would you do that?
Also,
for the glory, for the honor, like, no, I don't have anything to prove.
Because I have like three things that are coming to mind right now is for us because we to some degree did have that mindset, especially when we were younger. Do we know how old they are? They're probably about our age.
I'll Google it.
As people who like did put divorce on the table, it was actually very freeing.
Yes.
In a sense that like just talking about it, destigmatizing it.
Yep. Yep.
Destigmatizing. Yeah, I wanted to say demystifying for a second.
I mean, kind of that too.
Yeah, kind
honestly,
of that too.
Like familiarizing yourself with what that actually looks like.
Yeah, I almost made two words. So, But like having it on the table and be an option. And like, again, I'm really going to keep preaching this now at this point. But like sometimes men, especially people who have been heavily molded by our society, which is misogynistic and patriarchal. Then like sometimes you have to like, there's just something in there. It's like there's a lock or something and you just gotta like break it. Sometimes to realize like what the fuck is right in front of you.
I feel like you sort of, like sometimes it does become a situation of having to just not coddle men's feelings.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of this language is sort of designed to do that of like, don't scare this man. Don't like rattle him up or make him feel
threatened.
And like, sometimes it is important, I think, to have a very honest conversation that like, I love you and I cannot stay in a relationship that isn't safe for me. That's not fulfilling for me. That isn't like ultimately going to add something positive to my life, you know?
I think that's fair for people
That's not like threatening. That's not an ultimatum. I think there's a difference between being honest that like, I do love you and I want this. And also I'm not committed to sacrificing myself on this altar of like, you know, honor and respectability so that we never get a divorce. Like, that's not fair.
But also too, I think this is where the best friendship comes into play too. Yeah. Is like, because we also, the conversation we had of it, we weren't screaming.
No.
It wasn't like,
it was very nonchalant.
Yeah.
Because it was just quiet and sad.
Yeah, exactly. But like several, like it didn't make sense. But like having that option there was nice that like, that is a way for us to take care of each other in like the worst scenario. And also too, I think there's just some, also we were going through two couples therapy at the same time and like actively just like digging out
We were working out a lot of stuff.
You know,
that had been lingering for a while.
I forgot my other two points that I was gonna say.
That's fair.
What is this video even about again? I remembered. My other thought with this too is like, divorce is neutral.
Yes.
Like, I just don't understand.
Fine.
Also, too, second thing is, again, we tell men, we tell women, too.
Yeah.
We just tell everyone, basically.
Yeah.
Is that you're only valuable is when you become married.
Yes.
And start creating a family.
These milestones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, No, that isn't be, again, that's not just real. Being in society, mm-hmm. again, and the expectations of the ton.
Yeah, I was literally about to say it. I was swallowing my water so I couldn't say it.
But I just don't, it's just like another made up construct. Like, yes. It's really, especially too, if you're doing it amicably.
It means nothing. Yes.
But like also too, like if it is unsafe, then like, why would that not be like,
yes.
Maybe that's how they feel, but like, no, I think just to be using your platform and like perpetuating these ideas
that about, are harmful. Like,
stay in your lane, shut yes. your fucking mouth, keep your blinders on.
Dangerous.
And like, don't think or look at anything too hard. Like,
no. The other thing that came up for me in watching this TikTok is that when we went through a period of time where we were talking about separation or divorce yeah. or living separately or whatever, that I have such a distinct memory of talking about this in couples therapy. Because our therapist was like, why does it feel important to you to consider that as an yeah. option? And I was like, because if we make it through this period of time, if we make it to the other side of this, I want to know yeah. full well that I considered every option that was available to mm-hmm. us, that we didn't choose to stay married out of cowardice, that we didn't choose to stay married because we're afraid of other people's judgments. It's gonna make me cry. That like we didn't choose to do this because of some other outside factors. Like I did it and we stayed because I wanted to.
No, because we wanted to.
You and I both made a conscious choice knowing that we had an emergency exit that like no one was going to be like judgmental or mean mm-hmm. or shamey about, that like we chose not to take that door because staying here was genuinely what we both wanted. And like I feel so much more situated and like stable and healthy in our yeah. relationship knowing that we both looked very intentionally and like seriously at that option and we're like, no, I don't want that.
And
you know?
I think too, this like also like what's resonating with me right now is like the, when people talk about marriage being hard or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's hard because like marriage and like what we've gone through is hard.
Yes. Yeah.
But like the act of wanting to stay, the act of loving you.
Yeah.
The
no.
act of like being your friend.
That was never hard.
Is not hard at all no. at any point. Like it's never, it's no. hard when you have to face that like the things you are doing are hurting your partner, mm-hmm. that you're not you showing up
for
them.
Face your own shit.
You're not like yeah. being, you know, also it takes a lot of work. I don't think people yeah. really understand the amount of work it takes to like actively, especially too, because we're like raised with so many things. Like no one moves through life without like
change.
Any, yeah. but like any like things being difficulty. Impressed upon you.
Oh, expectations.
Know, like,
yeah,
yeah, like how, you know, the nature versus nurture thing or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
But like it is hard to actively go against like your, like so many
the
of
things
my.
Things you've been indoctrinated
yeah,
with.
Like, yeah, like especially for me, like my biggest thing, right, or like, is like shutting down and like
yeah.
withdrawing and very much yeah. like being to myself.
Conflict avoidant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like that didn't help us move through.
No.
And in fact, it left no. very many like things left on the table. Like
worse a lot of times,
every time
yeah.
we tabled something, like we had a buffet
yes.
of things that had not gone addressed because yes. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like, so for me, it is a lot of work
yes.
to do that, but I choose to do that. Like I yes. choose to do that hard work
yes.
for you, for us.
Well, and that's the thing though, is that like being with you and being like stable and safe in our mm-hmm. relationship makes that work on ourselves so much easier.
It does, genuinely.
Because we sort of got lost in this like cycle of you being conflict avoidant and shutting down mm-hmm. and feeling too afraid to like voice your own emotions.
Absolutely.
And I would be this like endless pursuer of like, tell me things,
yeah.
tell me things. Because I'm like so attuned to your emotions yeah. that I'd be like, yeah. I can feel it. Like,
yeah.
just tell me what it is.
Yes.
And so I would chase you around and you're like, no, 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 no. And then I'd chase you around
yeah.
and it would cause
not
you
physically,
to,
of course.
No, never. No, but it would cause you to withdraw even
yes.
more. And so we got stuck in this thing. But like, especially going to couples therapy and having like, you know, safe mediation
yes.
For somebody to be like, hey, stop it. Like, leave him the fuck alone.
yeah.
Why don't you try being fucking validating and like just
yeah.
giving him some fucking space.
You
and
do
then
get
you
a
like
defensive when
well, and like I to me, I need to solve everything right now.
That is
because
so
that's
true.
What was modeled for me growing up.
And
my
that
parents
was the opposite. That was the complete opposite for me.
Yeah. My parents would get in blow up fights that were huge and
yeah.
aggressive and
yeah.
so emotional because they never took time to emotionally regulate, but they would resolve a conflict in an afternoon. But like for you, that was the complete opposite
oh, no, not
experience.
Not on my side of the family. We still got conflicts from when we were
yeah. feeling like we weren't resolving it. I was like, we're going to get a divorce. Like our marriage is going to
yeah.
fail if we don't fix it. And like, no. But so having somebody mediate that for us where I was like, oh, it's okay. It is safe for me to just
yeah.
like let you cook, you know, has made the work that I'm doing on myself and
yeah.
like your work that you're doing on yourself so much easier. because I trust you. Like, now that I have taken a minute to, like, get out of my own way and, like, look outside of my own experience, I trust you implicitly. I'm like, oh, like, you just need time.
Yeah.
You just don't process like
I do. It sounds so simple. I know this is, like, such easy.
Yeah, no, to be clear, it's not that simple, no, obviously.
But, like, also, but at the same time, it is. But also, like, doing, but see, that's, again, too, the thing is, like, the challenge is in learning to unlearn.
Yes.
What you because want, what your gut reaction
it's
is. Also,
yeah, that's the thing. Is it's like an instinct. Oh, you know, absolutely. It's like this unspoken and unconscious.
It's safety. It's
protective. Desire. Yeah.
Yours just looks different than mine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But like, our marriage is not the hard part. Like, the work on myself is the hard part.
Yeah.
Getting out of my own fucking way.
Yeah.
And like externalizing all of my own traumas and stuff. Like, that's what's hard. But knowing that, like, you're safe and I trust you and that you can be consistent and reliable makes all of that so much easier to do. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't, I really don't agree with the whole, like, marriage is so hard and it's so impossible. And, like, you know,
you're, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not. Really not. Okay, let's watch the rest of this TikTok. We got sort of lost.
I think we were right where we needed to be.
That's fair.
Obviously, there's very valid reasons for divorce. There's so many different circumstances that could, like, that totally validate those people's situations. But for us, and in our relationship, I think that the reason we're able to have a strong marriage, that doesn't mean that we don't have conflict, we don't have weak spots. It's because we both believe in the commitment we made to each other.
That's not the same, though.
Yeah, those aren't the same, though. I like, because I kind of like, because I appreciate them talking about having conflict and stuff and normalizing that.
Sure.
Which is why I also enjoy us sharing these moments, because it's part of being in a relationship.
It's honest. Yes. Yeah. I don't want, I know people say stuff to you about how, like, you guys are so cute and you're like relationship goals. And like, don't get me wrong, I think we're cute too, obviously. But like,
obviously,
you know, we're fucking people who are also like wounded, you know, like neither of us really had great childhoods necessarily. So like, we definitely do our own like projecting and all that. Like, we're human beings. But I just don't resonate. You know what it reminds me of?
Tell me.
This thing. The whole like, well, we believe in the commitment that we've made, so we don't need to talk about divorce. It reminds me of this moment from an old Paul and Morgan video that gets like recirculated in the fundy snark world every now and again, of Paul saying something about how when they fight, he's really glad that they're married or that they got married quick or whatever, because he was like, oh, in those moments, I'm really glad that she can't leave me. Yeah.
He says that?
Yeah. I don't know if it's verbatim that, but the energy basically is like, I'm glad that when we have arguments that we're married and not like just dating, because she can't leave me.
He said that on the internet?
There have been times when I've done something or said something to Morgan that's been so hurtful. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, it's nice knowing that she can't go anywhere.
Yeah, he did. But like, this is kind of that energy
of like, commitment
we
thing?
Don't talk about divorce because we believe in the commitment. Like, yes, so do I. Like, I believe in the commitment that we made to each other so much so that I'm not afraid to have a conversation about divorce, because I know at this point, you and I have both looked at that option and made the conscious choice to say, no, I don't want that actually.
And I think for me, especially when we were younger, because we got married when we were 21. And at the time,
we were 20, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. We couldn't drink at our wedding reception. We had ice cream instead.
We very much, I mean, oh, you're right, we couldn't. But at our wedding, the party.
Yes, that was a year later.
Because also, like, I will forever, the total wine, because we forgot the tap. And our wedding was like an hour away from the closest Total Wine.
Yeah.
And that
dude,
yeah, we sent him home.
We were like, sit down, have some food, hang out, man.
He didn't do keg stands with us, did he? No.
No.
No, we did that much later.
Yeah.
Did you do a keg stand that night?
No.
Oh.
I was afraid.
Yeah, I know, because we were all doing keg stands because we needed to finish the keg.
Yes. I remember.
That's some 21-year-old shit.
Everybody in their cowboy boots too.
Oh, I know. We were at a different time. It
we
was
were
very,
our country wanna, bumpkin
look
phase.
Up, look up 2010's Pinterest wedding. That's what the wedding looked like.
Burlap everywhere.
I have some of that footage. Maybe someday. Oh. Someday, but not this episode. Ooh. Maybe someday we'll watch it together. Yeah. I do. It's like VHS
it's
quality.
So embarrassing.
Oh, that DJ we had. We'll talk about our wedding.
We'll talk about our wedding another time.
But I think the two things that come up for me is, I know this is going to sound callous and harsh, but like, I don't give a fuck about our marriage in the title sense.
Yes.
I agree. Like, especially to go back, because we got married, because we went back and forth on the last name and all these different things. And yes. I was like, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we're supposed to do
Mr.
things.
Mr. Traditionalist.
And is, yes. Yep. And I think, which is a great thing for me to share with you guys too, so you understand, like,
you evolved
a
lot.
I very much had those, like, let's just do, yeah. we're doing as, you know, as they've yeah. done before us. And like, that 20 is the way. 20-year-old
Aaron was really threatened by the idea of me not taking your last name.
Oh, yeah.
Also, maybe you have a gnat on your shirt. Don't kill it.
Oh, just... yeah. You gotta go, little guy. Oh, I literally am keeping him alive. Kept him alive. I didn't even squish him. I picked him up so gently.
Wow, that's very gentle. Gentle man.
But, yeah, so we were doing everything in the traditional way. Mm-hmm. But, like, now looking back on it, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-mm. even if, like, other than, obviously, the tax benefits and stuff, but, like,
yes.
the, you know.
The logistical and, like, stuff,
realistically,
yes.
one of us could commit a crime. We could commit crimes.
True. And spousal yeah, as long privilege as we or whatever.
Yeah. So yep. obviously that helps with that's being gay good. And doing crime.
Yeah.
but that's really the gay agenda, yeah. in my opinion.
Being gay and doing crime
of
with
course,
your spouses.
Partner in crime.
Yep.
But yeah, like, I just don't, like, I don't give a fuck about the commitment to this, the title, like,
no.
our marriage. Yeah. I care about you.
Yes.
Like, I care about, like, if that,
I care
like,
more
just,
about you.
If our marriage certificate, obviously I'd be sad, but if our marriage yes. certificate just, like, burned up and we weren't considered married anymore, like, we would just go
as long
on.
As, yeah, as long as I have you, that's fine.
I don't give a fuck.
Call
I wouldn't
whatever
care,
you want.
Literally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I would bite the bullet with the taxes and all of that if I got to keep you.
I literally...
Like, if somebody gave me the option of, like, have a, you know, quote-unquote legitimate, like, titled yeah. marriage to anybody or have, like, no official title with Aaron, yeah. choosing Aaron every time.
Every time.
Like, it's not a hard choice to me.
Literally. I also, too, when they, like, the commitment we've made, like, are you saying the commitment to your partner mm-hmm. or the commitment to, like, the idea of your marriage?
Yes.
Because it's giving, like, Christianity where, like,
yeah.
I've committed myself... to God. And so
yeah,
like
yeah our covenant to God
and so like whatever happens from here on out
yes.
you know like
yeah I am I not know. So committed to a metaphorical idea
yeah.
that I'm willing to sacrifice my lived experience and current happiness
because like,
I don't
why?
Want that if maintaining a covenant to God
yeah.
and a thing in title only requires me to not be happy and to give up like my current general life satisfaction, and I'm not talking about just in one moment either.
No,
obviously everybody has conflict, but like generally speaking, I am very happy in our life.
Same.
Like I'm very happy with you as my partner.
I'm
very fulfilled in our marriage. Yeah. But if I had to choose between being fulfilled and having a title, I'm choosing being fulfilled. You know?
Yeah.
Like I just don't understand the like commitment to the thing. Like I'm not yeah. sacrificing my happiness so that I can just continue to have this like. Thing that from the outside so, is like what you're meant to
thing.
Have.
It's a perception thing.
Yeah.
There's some lyrics that are coming to mind. Do you care if I
share
look
them?
Up? Okay.
Tell us about them.
Oh, pretty, pretty princess.
Also, we can't play it. You
no,
know
of course
that.
I'm going to read
okay.
it.
Okay. Also, while Aaron's looking for that, look at our snail, y'all. We found this wee little guy at the thrift store. Isn't he so cute? He's made of all like wicker or rattan or something. But I think he's quite cute. Are you going to sing them?
No, of course not. I did have my first vocal lesson yesterday. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to read them?
Right away. No, I'm going to read them.
Okay.
You're
so shy sometimes,
I know.
Punk.
Okay, are you ready?
You're so cute.
All
yes.
right. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the Rari don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Why would you?
I think it really is, though. Like
I don't disagree.
I'm
with
down,
that.
Even if the Rari don't start.
Even if we don't have one.
Yeah, I'm
fact.
Never going to have one, obviously. not us.
Doesn't start because it's not ours.
So, but also, too, now I'm like, loyalty. Does that still. Well, I am loyal to you, though.
Yeah. Because I feel like.
Resonate with that.
I feel like that's the difference is that you and I are loyal to each other. We're not loyal to a concept.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That was really good.
Like,
that
you.
Sounded really good.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, that's what we were just talking
wow.
about. That like,
yeah, I guess, but you just said it in like one.
The concept of being married is like not the thing that's alluring. It's you.
Yeah. But it's crazy when you just say it in like one sentence.
Which is rare for me,
that
actually.
Was some of the most like succinct.
Thank you.
Fucking Aristotle shit I ever heard
The Adderall is on point today.
God damn.
It's the drugs.
It's Adderall and the coffee. And the caffeine, I should say. yeah, true. I just don't. I don't think I'll ever resonate with.
No, with that idea.
Also, I think. Because we are aware of or like have been in community and contact with people who view marriage and relationship like really just like another means to an end.
Yes.
An extension of just like
yes.
what you're supposed to do.
It's,
I don't know.
I think also being polyamorous helps a lot, though, because we've had to unlearn our own attitudes about relationships, like progressing in seriousness, you know? And like, I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for like almost a year now.
That's longer than a year, no?
Since we've been like out of the talking phase or whatever. But like, I don't feel any less seriousness about that relationship than I do about like, I don't know, like I don't think it's, it doesn't feel less serious just because she and I are not at all interested in like escalating it to some other.
Not having a title doesn't diminish the value.
No, not at all. I just don't like, I don't think it's helpful to adhere to this like concept.
It will be this way.
Yeah. It's almost like a life raft, I feel.
Yeah.
It does kind of come across actually as like a chasing legitimacy thing.
No, because it totally is.
Do you ever
is.
Wonder, do you feel like we did that when we were first getting married? Because I kind of feel like I did a little. I feel like we
kind of did a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like part of why we got married so young is because we were both chasing the sense of legitimacy.
Oh, yeah, of course. And especially for you, we've talked about this before. I think we've talked about this on the pod, though. Like, we were going to get married and we were going to have kids and then you would finally be seen as a piece, like, valuable. And like, what, like,
and also, your like, grown up, you know? Yeah, like, people would finally take us seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember for a long time, too, I would say that, like, I couldn't wait to turn 30 because people would finally take me seriously and people would treat me like an adult. You know? And, like,
here we are. That's not true. Yeah.
That's not true. Like, the people who are committed to treating you that way are just going to treat you that way.
It doesn't matter.
There's no external milestone that you can meet to convince someone that you're worth respect.
I also, too, the thing that cracks me up about that, too, with the commitment thing they were talking about, the, you know, the commitment they have to whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, because also then like that entitlement then like no wonder he feels emboldened to like be like I will get because I would be curious too if she was like I want another day
that's
now.
Such a good point
you know what I'm saying
like, you're so right
thank you
ooh
hell yeah
oh yuck you're you know so right saying? Though
because I would not feel but also I wouldn't feel
it's giving like dog pissing on its property kind of a thing.
I don't like that.
Like the need to have a label so that you're like, well, you owe me because you're my wife kind of a thing.
Kind of like.
Also, or like, I'm the husband.
Yeah.
Someone should celebrate me.
Can you guys let us know, how do we feel about combining days and stuff and holidays and things? I don't know. Is it because we're both so used to it because we're end of the year babies?
Maybe. Listen, again, I'm going to be clear that I'm the birthday bitch. I love birthdays and I'm a menace.
Bitch.
Yeah, I'm a menace about it. I ask for you to like celebrate me for like the week of my birthday and stuff. And like, God love you. You
do get
comply
a birthday.
With,
you do get a fucking birthday week.
I do.
I do it happily.
To be clear, you would get a birthday week too,
if
but
I
you hate
one.
Them.
I
yeah.
Do.
You don't like gifts. You don't like being the center of attention.
Aaron likes food.
Yes. So, well, what that's the thing is that like when your birthday is coming up, I make a really intentional effort to beat you to the punch for chores, for cleaning, the stuff that normally is sitting on your mind so that you have more mental space to just like be yourself.
Fuck about.
And also we make an intentional effort to do like a thing that is fulfilling like food or a trip or.
Definitely.
You know, like a little something.
We love a good trip.
A little quality time.
Love a good trip.
Yeah. But like that's the thing that you want, you know? All of this to say, I'm not going to fault the man for wanting his birthday to be special.
Totally.
I just feel like the way that we went about it and also the attitude of entitlement is like what's off-putting.
I just wanted to watch one more of those because that was good.
Like a pap smear, a little swirl.
It is kind of like a...
Yeah. I just think that it's really icky.
I just also too to the do it, like also
it.
If they had that conversation on their own,
yeah,
I feel like a lot less gross.
Yeah,
but I feel like doing it on a
Did
they think they were cooking?
Even talking about it on a podcast, I'm like, whatever, share whatever part of your personal life you want to.
That's fair.
But it's the way that they're talking about it, where he's like, my feelings were hurt, so we're boycotting it. But we've made the decision as a family. Like, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You threw a tantrum and got upset. And so you stomped your foot until everybody was like, oh, my God. Okay. Your birthday is so special.
Also, the other thing, too, is just like don't when women play like sad meek and like roll over.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's giving soft. And so I don't like it. I'm like,
like
stand up for yourself.
Oh, yes.
But also, I don't know, like, maybe she really does, but I don't know.
Valid. I think, yeah, that's kind of an ick for you generally, though. We've talked about this before.
Are we keeping this in?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've talked about this before that, like, you are very unattracted to people generally who don't stand on their own two feet. Like, people who aren't in their own corner, who aren't on their own team, and who don't, like, put their foot down or aren't, like, authoritative about their own selves is like kind of an ick for you, Which honestly, I feel the same way.
And to be clear too, I'm not like basing her inherent worth or like. No. Okay, cool. I just wanted to be misconstrued.
No. Okay, I think cool. It's fine.
I think it's probably why I like Kate so much, in Bridgerton.
Oh yes. No, yeah. I feel like that's the perfect example. Honestly,
we were I was editing the episode. Mm-hmm. The sex scenes episode.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know if I want to be with Kate or be Kate. And honestly, I feel that.
Yes.
I feel yes. that.
Yes. Yeah. We stan empowered people, especially women in this household. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
To wrap up this episode. Mm-hmm. If it was the season and you were out.
Okay.
And you were, which Bridgerton?
Which one am I gunning for?
Yeah. Which one? I'm not quite sure I could pick.
I feel like, okay.
And okay, so we could do one in society and then one like
yeah.
as you are,
yeah.
as you is.
In society, I would be gunning for Antony.
Okay, of course.
A, because he's a catch. He's a little hottie. But also, like, the power, the title, all of that obviously would be attractive to me.
How much power you would have.
But on top of that, he's very, like... He's authoritative.
I know.
I could get in fights with that man.
That is a parentified child, you know? If I ever.
Well, yeah.
You but said I could get in fights with him. Yeah, honestly.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like,
that makeup sex is going to be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's fair.
I really enjoy the, like, sort of fiery, flary temper.
Yeah.
Which I know is toxic. I know this about myself. But it's just the thing that, like, I really respect people who can go toe-to-toe with me. Because, like, totally. I know about myself that especially when I'm mad, I'm, like, pretty well-spoken.
I know you are.
You know?
I know for sure.
And I can, like, stand on my own 2 feet. And I will, like, pretty clearly and emphatically and yeah. passionately get my point across in a way that's also very, like, emotional and compelling. And, like,
oh,
like
yeah.
I know this about myself.
It's incredible.
And so...
Oh, I'm like, great. Do I just like the quality? Do I just like that because that's the way you are? Son of a bitch. Son of a fucking bitch.
Also, like, that's,
makes
I think...
sense. Yeah,
because
fuck.
I like that about you, too.
Fuck.
When you put your foot down and you're, like... sarcastic and spicy with me. I enjoy that a lot. We can have a good little banter and a little tit for tat, and then we're done. We're over it. It's fine.
We fight like an old married couple.
Yes.
No, not even. Not even. We fight like not two fucking.
We
two
fight like college roommates.
Cats. We do fight like college roommates sometimes.
We're like two black cats when we fight with each other.
God damn, it's so yeah. true.
But so in society, I think I would choose Antony. Out of society, I feel like I would choose Benedict. I love me an artsy soft.
I was literally gonna say you can't steal mine. That's not fair.
Benedict is such a catch.
I know. That's how I feel about
Eloise
too.
He's funny. He's sweet. He's kind.
I love
their
sister brother relationship. I love their little scenes on the.
I know. But if dating women is an option, I'm choosing Eloise.
Of course, that's why I said in this. I don't know.
Penelope's all.
Well, she's not a Bridgerton. Well, she's a Bridgerton now.
Yeah.
That would be something for Whistledown to write about.
I know.
If you've made it this far.
Yeah, it's fine. It's yeah, what you it get is. It. There's spoilers all up in there.
It's definitely not Colin.
He's too baby girl.
He's too Colin-y.
He's too baby girl for me.
Benedict is exactly. But Benedict, I don't know.
I just like that Benedict is silly and funny and like sexually fluid and artsy and like,
Benedict and Tilly. I don't know how we could arrange a triad marriage, but
yeah.
I would in a heartbeat. Of course,
I would make a pentagon with them in a heartbeat.
What is their other third John?
I don't know. George
Gregory?
No, that's the kid.
No,
who's the grown man
that Tilly was also in relation
yeah.
with?
I thought it was a G name.
I was really hoping they would flesh out that relationship a little bit more.
I was hoping they would too.
And they literally just used it as like, but also they were the most most like G rated.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not saying there needs to be like
no,
smut,
sure.
smut.
Yeah.
But compared to like the other two seasons.
I do feel like the women end up naked a lot more often than the men do though.
I know. All we got is fucking cheeks.
I know.
No one's going to fucking, what does Danny DeVito say? Lay pipe. He's going to lay dong?
Lay pipe is a term.
I yeah. know, obviously.
It sounds like we're saying like pipe with a French prefix, like le pipe.
Le pipe. Le pipe. I can't remember what Danny DeVito says when they're filming fucking Thunder Gun.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Die Hard 6 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And there's that awful, awful, awful scene where he's.
God. I don't remember all of that episode, actually.
That's fair.
Maybe that's for
I
good
do
reason.
Because I've watched them like 7 times. It's not
that's
a healthy.
Fair.
It's my comfort show.
Yeah.
Yours is The Office.
Yeah.
Was.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Benedict and Eloise for me.
Yeah, I think course. That's fair. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
You could, yeah, in Regency world, you could choose a woman. I could not. I would have to have
I'm sorry.
Secret, hushed romances, intense looks on the dance floor.
We could marry
with Chapel Roan and a string quartet playing in the background.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I know. I'm surprised they didn't take the low hanging fruit.
I know. Well, I think it was filmed probably before Chapel blew up.
That's fair too. And also, I'm pretty sure. Never mind. I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna assume the sexual preferences of the person who took all the credit for picking the Pitbull song.
I bet you
there will be a Chapel Roan arrangement in the next one.
I hope so. I'll put money on it. There fucking better be.
I'll put money on it.
There better be between Francesca and Michaela.
Remind me in 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm distracted by you picking at the table.
Sorry, now I'm doing
it. It's hard not to, huh? Once you get started.
Once you start, it's good.
A very satisfying sensory experience.
I have my slime,
yeah.
And I forgot to show it on this episode, but I will show it on next week's episode, okay. Which you'll we're going to film here in like 2 minutes, but you'll see it next week.
Okay, great. If you want to support the episode, you can like the episode and subscribe and leave us reviews and all those things. You can go watch the other ones too. We yap every week, so
we do be yapping.
Thanks for coming. We love you the most, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.